The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This is the Paul Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio. My name is not Paul Feinbaum, but I am in fact sitting in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame with Paul Feinbaum.
Okay, Brian.
Would you like to do your show?
You've been here more lately than I have, so let's talk about the most important question at Media Days. What's the deal with you and Jim from Tuscaloosa?
Oh, listen, here's the deal. I was so disappointed. You know, it's like a parent. I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old daughter, Paul, and I've never been more disappointed than when it took 5 days. I hosted 5 shows for you, and then JFT calls in. He calls me a moron. He calls me a weirdo. He calls me a creeper. And I thought, that's the best you could do? You had 5 days to think about an insult, and that's the best you could do. I just was a little disappointed. I wasn't angry, Paul. I was a little disappointed.
Well, I mean, you obviously you do talk shows. You live in Nashville. You've done a lot for ESPN. You've done a million things. So dealing with a guy like that head on, what's it like?
Listen, as I said on the show on Thursday, if you, and I say this for people on Twitter as well, so please, at Braden Gall, shamelessly. If you want to take time out of your day to call me and tell me how stupid I am honored by that. I view that as a compliment of the highest regard. Also, Iman's been real cool to me, so that's fine. He makes it all better.
So, and again, these are things that I'm curious about. I don't know if anybody else is, but just from the audience standpoint, what callers do you like? Do you feel comfortable with? And other than Jim, do you not really hope you ever deal with again?
No, I want to deal with Jim. In fact, I hope he calls right now. I love Jim. I am honored if you call in to tell me how bad my takes are about the Ole Miss defensive line or whatever. I'm honored by that. That's why we do this. And honestly, my entire career, these are my people, man. College football fans. I've worked my entire life in college football in some form or fashion. And you know, there's passionate fans in every other sport, but there's nothing like college football. And we can disagree on whether or not Les Miles was a great coach or not. We can disagree on whether or not Jeremy Pruitt was a fully formed adult or not. But
I was worried when you were going down that road.
Right, but like that's the point, you know. It's you sit around and argue with your buddies about the thing you love the most, and I think that's what makes this show special and why I'm honored to fill in when I get asked to do it, and I never say no. So.
Okay, well let's my producers are telling me enough of the Feinbaum show. Let's get on with SEC Media Days. Let's talk about the commissioner first, because I don't know what people were expecting. There were a million rumors. We didn't get a lot from him, did we, in terms of rumors?
No, and you know Greg pretty well. What he does, everything he says is calculated. Everything he does is sort of like how Nick Saban's always talking to his players or to recruits. Everything he says is with a purpose and you know, incredibly thought through. He's always got a book recommendation for you that probably helps you think through all that stuff. As well. So, no, I think
I hate to interrupt.
Sure. Did Eli say something interesting?
No. Somebody wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Can we put the next caller on?
Let me tell you something, Paul. You know I know this drill. You know I know this game. I tell you what, this moron, this guy is an epitome of a moron, the worst talk show host ever. Sub-host for you, and I'm going to tell you something, Paul. The best you've ever had, Alyssa Lange, was on Friday, and she could give this guy clinics in every area. This guy talks about music. That's what his central theme was, music. I didn't want – I was embarrassed to call, but I did – wait a minute. I just want to let this moron know how out of line, how out of touch, how pathetic he is. He couldn't – Paul, not a dadgum name caller called the guy all week long. None.
I do find it ironic that talking on a talk show.
Yeah, I know. You find it ironic. You're a moron. How many tattoos you got?
Jim, I'm sitting next to the guy. He seems perfectly normal.
Yeah, I know. So does a lot of these. Well, I better watch what I say, but you sound. Hey, Paul. Get a grip on you. You seem normal sitting next to a few people. You even you seem normal.
Well, Jim, I was gone most of the last 2 weeks, but I would occasionally check my media feed, and I saw some of the comments that you made about Braden, and I was just
what was wrong with anything I said about this? I didn't say much because I didn't want to pay. I ignored the guy, Paul, as most of your callers did. Ask your call. You didn't have any callers from the Feinbaum show. Maybe one or two. I'm lucky, you know. He's got to get his crap in. But other than him, you didn't have anybody for 2 weeks on the show. But Alyssa drew everybody. Alyssa is great. You know why? She's got a great personality. She knows what she's doing, and she's got a male ego. That's what's been, I figured it out. You need a good
female. First of all, I cannot argue with that. Alyssa was way better than me. That's fine. She's great.
She's tremendous. I love her. Yeah,
we have that established. I'm not interested in why somebody's good. I want to know why this guy was so bad in your mind.
Well, I've already told you why he's bad. He's horrible. Gotcha. He's not good with college. He babbles. He doesn't do anything.
Jim,
he's uninteresting.
Hold on. I want to know, because this is what I do. This is my livelihood. What did he do in college?
Paul, this is not your first. You know how bad he is. You're just not going to say it.
No, Jim. I don't mean this as an insult to Braden, but I was not around a radio these last 2 weeks.
I don't know why you would be.
You're fortunate. You're fortunate.
Okay. Well, I was smart to get out of town.
I'm telling you, Paul. I didn't listen to the radio. I didn't listen to the show, except a few minutes, and he finally said something crazy as hell. Thursday, I think, or Friday, I just said, I got to tell this guy how bad he is.
Okay.
So you did listen to the show, or you didn't listen to the show? Okay.
Okay, Jim, I think we will continue this. We're going to try to be a little more hospitable to Braden before he leaves, but thanks for the call.
Paul, I'm surprised that the show is still here, actually, after I
Well, I was a little worried. One day I looked down, I mean, I was like – I think in the large, you know, pretty big city, walking down the street and trying to dodge cars, and I saw Jim was like on this rant.
Did you catch some Twitter shrapnel?
Yeah, I started calling Jamari, but it was my. I decided I'm not going to bother Jamari or Brams during time off. You never know. They might say, you better get back here. Are you anywhere near an airport?
Well, I apologize about the casualties on the Twitter sphere.
Yeah, but I was really worried. And I thought it was particularly interesting, too, Braden, how quickly Jim found somebody other than you to be the best sub-host of all time.
Well, again, we'll not argue with Alyssa Lane's ability.
Nobody's disputing. No argument there. We appreciate her.
He did call me in December. I think I filled in for you back around Christmas time, and he called me and had equally nice things to say during that week as well. So, you know, the show is still alive. It's still here. It's still happening.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. I am taking a leave of absence after this week. I'll be here through Thursday, and I'll be taking the rest of the summer off to get a few things taken care of here. I'm having cosmetic surgery, and we're gonna bring Braden
I'm
in.
Back in.
And all right. We're gonna go for 8 hours every day instead of just four.
Listen, the callers are what, like, that's the part I love, man. You want to call in, talk ball? Let's do it. Like, I'm all for. Somebody called in and asked about music. Started talking about Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson, so I had to start talking about country music to prove my Southern bona fides.
I like the sound of that. Okay, I became so enraptured in that I lost my call screen here, so I'll try to get to the next caller. That would be Peacock in Mobile. Mm. Peacock, good afternoon. Peacock, you there? You know what? That proves the old adage, you can't follow Jim on this show.
That's a fair point.
And by the way, I just realized we weren't trying to – I was just – I really didn't intend to do that. I wanted to wrap up with you because I never let you
finish. I wanted to talk about Brian Kelly's accent and crawfish etouffee and some other things. And, you know, he caught a fish. Did you hear that?
I heard his golf joke.
I did not hear that.
Somebody asked him about Notre Dame expansion, and he goes, I've been working on trying to get rid of a slice for the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And I happened to – be by a television. I looked at it and I go, oh, golf.
Right. Right. I know. He he said he went back backwater fishing in Fouchon, Louisiana. I believe is how you say it. I want to make sure I'm getting that correct.
Sure you are.
As I love the wonderful food and people of Louisiana. And he said he caught a fish for the first time in his life. I don't remember off the top of my head how old Brian Kelly is, but I want to say
61.
61. That seems like an odd age to catch your first fish, in my opinion.
Hey, I don't fish, but I caught a fish when I was about 7 years or 8 years old with my dad.
That seems like a normal age.
Yeah. He loved fishing, and then we went deep sea fishing once, and I caught a batuna or something. It was like a 80. I mean, they helped me bring it in.
I want to see Brian Kelly in waders about chest deep going noodling to try to pull a 100-pound catfish out of the bank. That's what I want to see. Just reach in
there.
And
once he does that, he can do the famous and overused what's the difference between a catfish and a lawyer joke.
I'll let you finish that one.
Well, it's one of the oldest jokes in the world, and it's told constantly. And, you know, one is a –
You going to do it?
Maybe not.
I'm not doing it.
I think the joke is one is a scum-sucking bottom feeder, and the other one is a fish.
There you go.
Isn't that the joke?
I think that's about right.
Maybe not exactly how it goes, but pretty much how it goes.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
Anyway, Braden, we'll let you get back to the big room, the small room. Thank you again. I am indeed indebted to you for.
Stop.
You're
go on
dealing with Jim. I'm just reading that. that was handed to me by Jim Moore.
That was a live read.
Yeah, you know, I'm like one of those politicians where they just hand me a card.
What state am I in again? Where am I?
They hand me a card, and I try to read it. Braden, thanks so much. Great to see you.
No problem. I was
pleasure. We're going to come back, and we will get to your phone calls for a few more minutes. So not a lot of time this week for calls, but we will try to squeeze you in right now at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Live at SEC Media Days, and we'll talk to Lane Kiffin. Here in a few minutes. Let's get to the phone calls here at 855-242-7285. And let's see, where am I going here? I have no idea. Anyway, Peacock is up there. Peacock, go right ahead.
Paul, how you doing, brother?
We are doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm in my – when I'm on hold, the commercials are way better than the local commercials on the radio. All they talk about local on the radio is monkeypox.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, what's going on with you today?
I just work. But, hey, I listened to Braden Gall last week. He's horrible. And here's why. He started off every call with wanting to know what could you eat the most of in the whole world. Like, is it oysters, is it this, that? Hey, we want to talk football. We don't want to talk about food. I mean, he was horrible.
Well,
you can't go on vacation anymore.
The only thing I will say here is this, okay? The middle of the summer is the deadest time of the year, and especially right before SEC Media Day. So, I mean, I didn't hear it, so I defer to people who did, but it's just a very tough time of the year.
I understand. Well, Paul, we miss you. I mean, there's only one Paul, and that's you, bud. Let me give a shout out to my four boys at home and my wife, Bertie. Love you so much. Thank you, Paul.
You very much. That means a lot. I'm glad you called. Thanks so much.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Again, I we were having some fun there. I don't want anybody to misunderstand me, but I am in anyone's debt who is nice enough to fill in. But you know, I think I said this to a caller earlier. We have never gone away for that long, but and I don't anticipate it really happening again. It was just extraordinary. It was some extraordinary circumstances, special circumstances that, and you know, you put somebody in charge of a show that may have done it a couple of times. It's difficult, and I'm not shilling for Braden or anybody else. It's if you took me next week and put me in somebody else's shoes. I don't know the callers. I don't know the lay of the land. Yeah, certainly he knows the lay of the land in the SEC, but he, you know, that's what makes this show different. And I don't need to tell you folks that because you're already listening. But this is I gave an interview about a week ago, and I said this is the most unique show in the country because of the callers. That's self-explanatory. That's been the embodiment. That's been the heart and soul of this show for as long as it's been on. It, you know, once it got developed, I mean, it wasn't that way the first day. But there aren't any other shows like this. So I just want people to understand it. You know, listen, you do whatever you want when I'm not here. I am not going to ever tell you how to behave. I don't really, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I just happen to be sitting face-to-face with a guy who just got hammered last week and probably after the show as well. AC is up next in Jersey. Hey, AC, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. It's monsoon out here, Mr. Feinbaum. It's raining like no tomorrow. How's your 2 weeks, sir? Great to hear from you.
So what's going on, AC?
Well, I was carrying the show last 2 weeks. I appreciate Mr. Jason Fitz, Mr. BG, I cannot pronounce his name, and Lisa Lang. I appreciate that. And guess what? Jim from Tuscaloosa, what did he do? He quit. He was begging. Get him off the air. Meaning AC Tribal Chief. He was begging for mercy. I told you I'm going to knock him out. And guess what? He quit. He quit. Like, I made him quit so fast. He's like, Khabib knocked out and made Conor McGregor quit, Mr. Feinbaum. But I'm going to hang up by saying this. 3 weeks ago, Jim from Tuscaloosa said he spoke with some people in regards to our man, you know, a police. They should be investigating right now. That's a death threat to me. That's the way how I'm thinking. I don't care what Tuscaloosa's doing. You better get there, arrest this guy, because this seems like this guy's a danger to the community. Hey, I went after Iman, but I never sent out any death threat. That's disgracing from Tuscaloosa. You are past, homie. Mr. Feinbaum, either I love you, I got to go.
That I missed. I mean, I'm so glad to come back. And before we go and talk to Lane Kiffin here in a couple of minutes, to be able to talk to that fella. AC, that was AC. David is up next. David, go right ahead. David, are you there? Don't hear David. So, Okay, I'm trying to figure out what we're – so is that drink still up there? I'm just talking to Jamar here, trying to figure out our next move. We're actually going to in a few minutes, we are going to get up where we are and move. What was that?
The interview you did last week with the Ringer.
Oh. Yeah, so what I was referring to a minute ago was you end up doing a lot of podcasts during the season, but they're all very football related. I did one last week with a guy named Brian Curtis, who I don't think it's even debatable that Brian is the most influential and has the most listened to media podcast in the country for the Ringer. And I would never encourage anybody to listen to anything other than this show, but it was probably the most comprehensive conversation I've ever had in terms of the history of the show, the callers, and what preceded this show, going back to how it really got on the national map. So for any of you who have always been wondering what was all that like, I would steer you in that direction. Let me give you the lineup for the rest of the way. We're going to talk to Kiffin next. That will be happening momentarily. We'll talk to Laura Rutledge, Joe Tessitore. Coach Drinkwitz will drop by as well. We'll talk to Brody Miller, who covers the LSU Tigers later in the program. We will also be taking your phone calls. Jordan Rogers comes on board, many others. And we are coming back. We are live in Atlanta.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Major press conferences of the day have ended as we are in Atlanta as day one of SEC Media Days continues. And it's great to have all of you with us. Lane Kiffin will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And we'll talk to Coach Shrink as well. I know many of you have hopefully been with us since we came on the air today at 11 a.m. when we first heard from Commissioner Greg Sankey, and later, of course, the coaches started rolling on in. So let's do this. Let's take some phone calls here before we get Coach Kiffin on. Let's start with Andre first. Hey, Andre.
Coach Paul Feinbaum, you know, hey, man, we miss you when you were gone. Braden, he did an admirable job of filling in for you. He really did. But there's only one Feinbaum. You know, so, but I'm glad you're back and you made it back safely. What do you think about the SEC media circus so far, Coach?
Well, I think you have to remember, I think the anticipation sometimes overwhelms us. This thing, it really depends on who is talking, Andre. If you're an LSU fan, then you had a good day. You're here, but ultimately, though, these things, it's like an orchestra. It builds to a crescendo, and I think the one thing I would say, in observationally, is there was great anticipation for what the commissioner was going to say, and he knew that, of course, so he was very careful.
Right.
Go ahead.
Coach, what you think about the statement that the commissioner, it was true. We all know it was true that we got the better of the deal adding Oklahoma and Texas versus UCLA.
But let me ask you a question there. Hold on a second, Andre. Let's talk about that for a second, because there is a wide disagreement on Oklahoma and Texas. Now, I think collectively you're right. Oklahoma and Texas are by far better than USC and UCLA. But the problem is UCLA doesn't bring anything to the table. But the power
problem
of USC, though, and bringing that West Coast market has to be considered here. We're not doing an apples to apples. We're doing what does it mean to the league. And by the Big Ten getting those two schools, they basically got themselves back on the radar screen. And before then, they really were not to be found.
But can I tell you something, Coach?
Yes.
The market don't win national championships. those are ones on the field in the trenches.
Can you hold on a second, Andre. I don't mean to be a lawyer here, but I will. Can you, between Oklahoma and Texas and UCLA and USC, would you like to, can you cite which of those four has the most recent national championship?
I would say the great University of Southern Cal.
I would agree with you on that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The governor of California said not so fast, UCLA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Got something to say about that. What do you think about that, Coach?
Well, the governor of California, you know, talks a lot.
Oh, Coach, you brutal. Thanks for taking my call, Coach Feinbaum.
Yeah, and I've always tried to avoid political statements, so I'll just leave it there. But the governor of California also is angling to run for president of the United States, as many others are. So, you know, what they say doesn't always matter. Okay, let's continue with the calls here. And where do we go next, Brams? Red Dog is next. Go right ahead.
Oh, Paul, Red Dog. 2 days and counting, man. Can you hear me?
You're unmistakable. I can hear you.
I'm unmistakable. Well, I guess Wednesday, you know, starts the mark of the college football season. Kirby's going to kick it off at 10:30. The national champion will be in the building. And I know that people want to forget that, but we're going to be there. The dogs are going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to be barking. We're going to be loud. We're going to be ready. And Paul, you heard it first. Don't be surprised when we win a second one this year. Go Dogs.
Yeah, I probably would be surprised. Anyway, what was that, guys? Okay, let's go. Homer in Minden is up next. We have not heard from Homer in many, many moons, as we say down south.
My old Paul, how are you doing this fine day?
Homer, I am doing wonderfully. What's going on with you?
Doing better. I had a rough year.
Well, tell me about it. What's going on?
Oh, I lost. I went back up to Buffalo, and my best friend died on me. And came back home, and I found out I've got spinal stenosis and scoliosis, and had a breakdown, and spent 5 days on the crazy floor at the hospital, and I think I'm about back to being normal. Well, as normal as I can be. How you been?
Homer, I've been great, and I let me say how sorry I am to hear about what you have been going through. That is really tough. So, on behalf of everybody here, I send you out our best wishes, and let's hope for a better year. Okay.
Yes, sir. Sure, I am. Well, what you think about Brian Kelly? How's he doing?
You know, I like Kelly, and I know every. I mean, there's a certain. I was with somebody earlier today, a pretty prominent person. He said, "I can't wait for Brian Kelly to win to shut everybody up," because I don't understand. I think I'm always a champion for the media, Homer. But you know, I think all the stuff about how, you know, his accent was pathetically overdone. He's one of the top five football coaches. He's one of the top five football coaches in America. And I think people ought to just shut up. He knows what he's doing. And he also knew what he was doing by taking that job. He had been at Notre Dame 12 years or more, and he knew he couldn't win a title. He wanted to go win a national championship. He told me when we were together in May in Destin, I want to play Nick Saban every year. I want to beat Nick Saban. I want to win a title. That's easy to understand when you're 60 years old and you have pretty much accomplished everything. We're up against a break. More to come. Lane Kiffin will be joining us here in a few minutes. Many more guests as well. We are back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
A lot to do today. Of course, some big guests coming up later, including Coach Strink. But we are joined right now by Lane Kiffin, who is here at SET. And Coach Kiffin's already brought the house down a couple of times today with some of his quips. So I'm going to try something different. I walked in here a minute ago, and this is the Lindy's Sports College Football Annual. Lindy's has been putting this out for a long time. And I flipped over to the Ole Miss page. I want to make sure I was well prepared for the coach. So, Coach, I'm going to ask you, they have a scouting report on Ole Miss, and would you mind reading that for a second?
Lane Kiffin has always been a loudmouth, but the kids buy into his shtick, and turning that program around into a top 10 contender deserves praise. Paul Feinbaum.
I did not write it, I promise.
That sounds like you. But at least it does sound like you, because you took a shot but came back and complimented me, which you're better at that now. Well, no, you've gotten nicer in your old age with me. I noticed that, and then so much for against the spread mattering, because the year before we got there, they were 8-2-1 against the spread but got fired. So I guess covering the spread doesn't mean a whole lot for coaching success.
Covering the spread is especially important when you're doing well and you start making a lot of wealthy friends.
I guess so. I guess it doesn't mean you keep your job.
So, Coach, you've kind of already been through the press conference. You were talking the usual questions. Anything today that you wanted to talk about that you really haven't had a chance to get into?
I didn't really. You know, sometimes you come into these and there's something that, you know, you're waiting for someone to ask you and, or set up when you.
Are you allowed to speak? I remember when we saw you in Destin, you had duct tape across your mouth.
No, I just got letting out. The commissioner was good. He actually tells a story. He was just joking when I saw him, because I saw him as we were winning our baseball national championship before the game in Omaha, and met his wife. And I said, do you feel like sometimes you have another child? You know, sometimes he grounds me. So he says his wife has been telling that story for a month.
That's a good one. So you has the celebration stopped on the campus, or are they still they're still going? And I bring that up because this coach, Coach Bianco, he was in trouble. I talked to a reporter earlier. He told me I already had the coach fired story written in my computer.
Yeah, I mean, that's just amazing for his success that he's had prior to this year, for that even be a conversation. But, you know, sounds like it definitely was. And I joked before on the golf ball at Tennessee, or the first pitch when I threw the golf ball, and everybody around as well, that's why Tennessee swept us, you know. And I said, wait, I have a plan. I want to just kind of lay low here, and then we'll come back and win the national championship, and Tennessee will be like the regional runner-up. So, you know, it worked out pretty good.
It did. We're talking to Coach Kiffin, of course, here at SEC Media Days. You've done this quite a bit, and you know, the media loves to talk to you. I saw one of the reporters told me you had some of the media up to your suite earlier. And is that – I know that it's not like it used to be where you can spend a lot of time, but what do you hope to accomplish when you have media come up? And I'm assuming that's more of a background-type session.
Well, I just think, you know, as you get older, you do things different. If, you know, you just, you know, been around long enough and learned from things and stuff. And so, relationships matter. And so, just always good seeing you guys. You came up in your workout gear,
which was
great to see.
I didn't want to say how.
He was ripped. He's really talking about himself when he says media came up. He was just getting done with his bench press.
No, the truth is.
Says 95-pound bench press.
In full disclosure, I was down here earlier when the commissioner was speaking. I had a little bit of a break before the show started, so I went up to the fitness room, and I'm coming out, Lululemon shorts and the whole outfit. And I run into Kyle, who says, I didn't know you were on that floor. And he said, coach is right there. I said, I'll just come say hello. And I came in and said hello. I didn't intend to come in with a towel around my neck. And I would have come, better dressed if I knew I was going to get an audience with Lane Kiffin.
No, it was a good look. You like kind of as coaches, a lot of us work out right before the game, kind of get out. So I didn't realize, you did that right before you came on set.
Got to stay relaxed, when you deal with coaches like you and Coach Drinkwitz later.
This is easy time. You got what day do you have Saban and Jimbo?
Well, Coach Saban is tomorrow. Jimbo is on Thursday.
Okay, that'll be more exciting.
I know you're leaving here this afternoon, and I don't make these decisions for ESPN and the SEC Network, but you would really be a good guest analyst that day.
I would be, but I'm good. I got enough things to do.
Can you go anywhere this spring and summer since that happened? I'm sure it comes up wherever you are.
That depends. If you're in SEC area, yeah. But, I've been in L.A. and I've been in Boca, and so there ain't a lot of talk about that in those two parts.
As a former USC coach, I well remember you out there.
Yeah, you do.
How would you have liked to have gotten that call and said you're heading to the Big Ten?
I mean, unfortunately, as you heard me say in the media earlier, I think all these decisions are made about money. And, that's just kind of having been out there at USC and been part of national championships and Heisman's there and tradition there. That's just, I think it's unfortunate because it's just really not supposed to be that way, in my opinion.
Are you concerned, because you're still a very young coach, having done as much as you have, that there's going to be a disconnect at some point? And somebody compared college football today to NASCAR, saying that it's going to get overly commercialized, and there will be the disconnect with the average fan who just is tired of hearing about money. He wants to watch the football games.
I could see that as an issue, the direction that it's headed. And also with, the portal and guys moving so much. So it's kind of like, all right, well, I don't even know these new players versus, I've been watching this guy for years and stuff. So I could definitely see that. I had not thought about that part.
But when you live in the moment, you think, well, 10, 20 years, what difference it made? But you'll hopefully still be coaching. I assume you will be.
Well, this thing says here, I've been a head coach for 10 years. I didn't even actually know that. So I just reading this as you were talking.
By the way, I know you're always giving me a hard time for never being nice to you. I am going to gift you this magazine so you can read on the plane ride home to learn more about your career.
I'm not going to take it because that would be rat poison. I don't read this stuff anymore. Coach Saban taught me that.
Seriously. I would assume, but I've never done what you did or doing, that you would want to consume it, but you don't, right?
No, I did. I used to. I would have taken this and read all of it, whatever. And I actually joked coming in here to the commissioner. He said, you don't have a tie on. And he's like, he always wanted to do that, but didn't know, if he'd be the first to do that. And I'm like, well, I just kind of don't do things the normal way. And also, I remember being the first one at Tennessee years ago, however many years that is, 10 years ago, 11.
You're only there 1 year.
I know, 10 months. And I remember coming to this thing and everyone like telling me, oh my gosh, it's going to be crazy. Like there's going to be, for the first time, I think then there was 1,000 media members.
Right.
And Jimmy Sexton's like, hey, you got to do a good job. There's going to be a grade tomorrow in the paper, grade for the media day. They would give you a letter grade for how you did as the coach. So I remember being all prepared and all nervous. And now I've realized after doing this, it doesn't matter what any coach says or does today.
I've always wanted to be a professor, so I'm going to end the segment by saying you got an A-plus today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
A little bit too much of stick, but anyway, it was good. Well, thanks to Lane Kiffin for joining us here on the set.